Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 16th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Ellen. Cool, cloudy, and rainy. Light rain has started to fall in Sonoma County. Currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. First Lady Jill Biden will fly into the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport on Thursday for a brief visit to Healdsburg. After touching down around 2:15, she will head to the home of Barbara Grisecci and Tony Crabb, owners of Puma Springs Vineyards, for a meet-and-greet fundraiser lasting about an hour. Her busy schedule then takes her to Salt Lake City later in the day, then on to Park City, eventually back to California, and finally Ohio on Friday. Donald Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses, with his rivals far behind. With 91% of the vote in, Trump won 51% of the vote as of last night. Ron DeSantis was second with 21%. Nikki Haley, a very close third at 19%. Coming in a distant fourth was Vivek Ramaswamy, who then dropped out of the race.
There is no path for me to be the next president.
He endorsed Trump, who is on track to smash the record for an Iowa Republican caucus with a margin of victory exceeding the nearly 13 percentage points that Bob Dole won by in 1988. A woman was killed Monday while riding her bicycle on steep mountain roads in Sonoma County. The crash happened just before 1:30 on Hauser Bridge Road, west of King Ridge Road. The CHP believes the woman was riding at an unsafe speed and did not slow down when the roadway curved. Her bicycle hit a downed tree, and eventually she fell off the roadway. A simple traffic stop for an unsafe and illegal lane change yielded a treasure trove of illegal items. Santa Rosa police stopped a black Kia Optima on Sebastopol Road, driven by 51-year-old Audie Schrack and passenger 42-year-old Misty Schrack, both from Red Bluff. Inside, they found a loaded 9mm handgun, along with additional ammunition, brass knuckles, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. Both were booked into the Sonoma County Jail. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson is suing to block the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons, two of the nation's largest grocery chains. The Seattle Times reports that the suit argues that the $25 billion deal would harm consumers and raise prices. The suit says Kroger and Albertsons have more than 300 locations in the state of Washington and account for more than half of its grocery sales. January is National Blood Donor Month, and the call has gone out for you to give. The 18th annual Bucket Brigade Challenge is a friendly competition between Sonoma, Lake, and Mendocino County Fire Departments to collect blood donations. This week, you can donate starting today from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Northern Sonoma County Geyserville Station in Geyserville. Tomorrow, from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Sonoma Valley Fire District on 2nd Street in Sonoma. And on Thursday, from 12:30 to 5 p.m., through the Petaluma Fire District at the Elks Lodge on McDowell Boulevard. The entire Bucket Brigade Challenge runs through the end of the month. 8:33 at KZST. We need one final check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David Duretti. How are the roads now, David?
Thank you, Brent. We had two crashes out there, but good news on both of them. The one on Allen Drive and Petaluma Hill Road, that one's all cleared up. Southbound 101, just south of Shiloh, out of the Windsor area. We had a crash up there. It looks like they were able to move off the freeway with CHP on scene. Looking good there. Our slowdown southbound out of Windsor is a bit slow still at River Road heading into Santa Rosa, northbound out of Roanoke Park. Very heavy at Golf Course Drive as you head northbound from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Ungaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on four generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro & Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit ungaroandsons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ungaro and Sons, plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at ungaroandsons.com. ONGARO and Sons.com.
When you think of office furniture, think office furniture, interiors, and design in Rohnert Park. Say goodbye to bland and hello to fab. They transform workspaces with style and function. Ergonomic chairs, modern workstations, and height-adjustable options.
This is Benjamin Holtzman, owner and designer of Office Furniture, Interiors, and Design. I invite you to visit us today at 581 Rohnert Park Expressway next to Food Max, or call 707-295-DESK.
Office Furniture, Interiors, and Design, 707-295-DESK. Desk.
With your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, the Buffalo Bills topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17 in a cold and frigid game. Then later on in the nightcap, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 32-9. And rumor has it Dusty Baker is returning to the Giants for a third stint with the team, this time as a special assistant in the front office. And your forecast, cloudy skies, light rain coming down out there now. It will pick up in intensity through the afternoon. Highs today in the mid-50s. The heavy rain will end early tonight. A little breezy then. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, areas of dense fog in the morning, then partly cloudy with upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Tony Orlando is doing one final farewell tour. Orlando, who is 79, will finish up his run in Las Vegas this weekend before hitting the road for one last little trip. His last concerts will be at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut on March 22nd. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZST. We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. We're feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you. About you, about you, about you. And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It's true, I'm a sucker for you.
Sucker for you. Yeah. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find sucker for you.
Sonoma County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 840, 47 degrees. And right now, I want to welcome to the show Catherine Wolf. And Catherine teaches, and she is an expert in a field that I know nothing about. She has been practicing and perfecting her art, her dance, her passion. Catherine is a belly dancer. So good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am fabulous. So you do true authentic belly dance. You teach classes in Healdsburg. I have so many questions for you. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
All right. So Catherine, first off, how does one become a belly dancer?
Well, that's defined in a couple of different ways. You're a belly dancer if you just come and start taking some classes and learning about the genre, learning about the cultures where it comes from, and you use music that is commonly used for belly dance. So just by doing it is one way. And then if you wanted to become a professional, then you just have to deep dive into all of that and start working on performances, and that's about it.
So you didn't just wake up one morning and say, you know what, I want to shake, wiggle, and move my tummy area and get paid for it and do it on a regular basis and keep in shape. That wasn't you. You didn't just wake up one day and think that.
I did not wake up one day, but it started creeping up on me.
Yeah. It did. So belly dancing, honestly, I know nothing about it. If you know me, you know I don't shake, rattle, and roll very well. I have no rhythm. I do not dance. Who is your audience? Is this for men, too? Do men take belly dance?
Some men do. There's a way that men in the dance community of the Middle East will dance, and it's not belly dance. It's a different style for men that's complementary, and it varies from country to country or region to region. But I have had actual men in my classes, American men, and they just have a good time, and they'll dance like a girl, so to speak.
Dance like a girl.
Yeah.
Very, very unmacho. So,
right.
Okay, Catherine, I want you to describe the class as best you can. The music, the movement, kind of like, is it something that you wiggle and shake? Sounds kind of like a kick. It sounds fun, but I have no rhythm. I couldn't do it myself.
It is fun, and it's good that you mentioned rhythm, because rhythm is and a variety of rhythms, and rhythms that we're not familiar with here in the West are very much a part of the whole dance form, which is how I got into it, starting out as a tap dancer for 20 years and loving rhythm. There's so many rhythms that are used in music from belly dance comes from Egypt, so it starts with Egypt, and rhythms from Egypt would be like Baladi, Saidi, Maksoum, Ayub, things like that. So in the class, we do warm-ups. We warm up the muscles we're going to use. We stretch the muscles we're going to use. And then we start on the basic parts that you would do. We start them one by one, and when you're involved with belly dancing as you're doing a dance, whether it's for an audience or just for yourself at home, what you end up doing is kind of taking pieces of these basic moves, putting them together and layering them. So you could have a shake move, like a shimmy, and you may stand and shimmy for a moment during a song. You may shimmy while doing hip circles or shimmy while walking across the floor or something like that. So each part of the basics that we're learning gets incorporated all together into the, you know, the casserole or the salad of, you know, what ends up happening. And it's all cued from the music that you have. I tend to use Arabic pop music in class, because you'll have a repetitive rhythm. You'll have sort of just like pop music in a dance club. You'll have, you know, a song that kind of keeps you going. And it's easier to teach to the Arabic pop music. A lot of belly dance, when it was at its height, was danced to Egyptian classical music, which has, in one song, it can have five parts, seven parts. And in those five or seven parts, you specifically do different ways of dancing, incorporating your knowledge, and then there's also different rhythms. So each part would have a different rhythm. So you have to, if you're going to do this and you're going to perform, and you're going to perform true traditional Egyptian belly dance, which is where it comes from, then you would have to know how to even tap into each of those rhythms. Otherwise, you're going to look like you're...
like me.
Doing so, like, yes, exactly. You're going to look like our hostess.
Oh, my gosh.
Our radio host. Yeah,
I'm just tired listening to you talk about it, because it sounds like a really good workout and exercise, and you move everything, and oh, my gosh. And I've been kind of reading about belly dancing. Is it up and coming? I know it's been here, but is it getting more popular?
It goes in waves, and it has gone in waves for a very long time. So it started out just as just the way that you would naturally move to music, and there were live bands. This was all back in Egypt, and then, you know, people traveled along the Silk Road, shared spices, shared dance moves, shared instruments, shared fabrics, and then eventually the West came along, and there was a big surge as the West discovered belly dance, and it made some adjustments, and then I think it kind of fell off. And in the 1970s, it was actually really popular. Well, first it was popular in the movies in Egypt in the 30s, and then in America, I'd say that's when it got popular in the 70s and through the 80s. Kind of fell off the mark a little bit, got popular again by, I'd say, the late 90s, 2000s, kind of fell off again, and I think we are probably hitting another surge,
okay,
in my
opinion. Okay, yeah. Catherine, so if we want to grab a group of friends, we want to sign up for your class, your belly dance basics class, how do we get in touch with you? Do you have contact information for us you can share?
Okay, so the class is held at the Healdsburg Community Center on Healdsburg Avenue, 1557 Healdsburg Avenue. You would call them to sign up. Their number is 707-431-3301, and that's how you get signed up. I have sessions. They usually go about a five-week session or a six-week session, so we cover a lot, and they're a little teeny bit different each time. For me, if you wanted to ask me more questions, you can certainly call me at 707-477-2757, and the only social media I have is Facebook, is on Facebook, and my page is Dance Journey.
Okay, great. Well, Catherine, interesting stuff here. Kind of piqued my I got my attention when I heard about you. So thank you for being on the show.
You.
We've been talking
Thanks
with
for inviting me.
Catherine Wolf. She teaches belly dance basics in Healdsburg. And so, Catherine, I'm going to play a special song for you. I searched and scoured for a belly dance song, and I could not find one. So the closest I came to was this one, and just picture Adam Levine belly dancing and moving like Jagger.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Yes. Okay.
There you go. Hey, Catherine, thanks for being on the show. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart.
get in the car. You can ride it wherever you want. Get inside it and you wanna steer. But I'm shifting gears, I'll take it from here. Oh yeah, yeah. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves.
Tuned in to 100.1. This is KZST.
When it comes to trees, Jeff Cowell at Image Tree Service would be what you call an expert.
I love my job.
And over the years, he's seen a few things.
What's the most common mistake people make? I would say they never prune their tree because they think that it could just grow by itself.
Image Tree Service knows how to prune trees. They've done over 5,000 jobs on hundreds of thousands of trees right here in Sonoma County.
Number two, planting the wrong tree. They either plant a species that grows too big and is too close to the house, or they plant a species that grows too fast and it dies young.
If you need tree work at your home or your business or your forest, call Image Tree Service at 838-3555. Because they know how to prune trees.
We've come and fixed stuff that husbands have screwed up. And then when they leave to go to work, we get called.
And they know how to keep a secret.
With a name like Image Tree Service, it has to be good.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST. KZST. Santa Rosa.
My life is brilliant.